Now a word from the godfather of gloom.
The party's over, but I've landed on my feet. I'll be standing on this corner where there used to be a street.
A Street, from Leonard Cohen's latest album, Popular Problems. And the line, "The party's over, but I've landed on my feet," could seem an apt summary of where he finds himself, just shy of his 80th birthday. The Canadian singer-songwriter's reputation as a poet and something of a seer have continued to grow in recent years, since he found mainstream success in his 60s after a version of Hallelujah was used in the film Shrek. This new work is the fruit of an ongoing collaboration with Patrick Leonard, who produced some of Madonna's most successful albums. Music critic Ruth Barnes has listened to the album and joins me now. And even just looking at the cover, Ruth, he's very dapper, like Frank Sinatra, in a hat and a sharp suit, and he's smiling, I think. Is this comfortable listening for fans of The Darkness?
Oh, is it a smile or a grimace? I don't know. We must say that never before has the tax man been so responsible for such great art. Leonard Cohen was famously swindled by a close friend and business associate many years ago, and since then has created these two beautiful albums and has been back on the road. Fans have been able to see him on tour. Whether it's a comfortable listen, I think it's what fans have come to know and love about Leonard Cohen. And it's a little bit more of the same, but it's fantastic. So that's okay from Leonard Cohen, because he does something really very unique, and it's his sound, and he's done it again.
And he's very self-aware of how fame has come. I mean, let's have a listen to You Got Me Singing.
You got me singing.
Singing.
Even though it all looks grim. You got me singing,
singing
the hallelujah
hymn.
So a little reference there to Hallelujah. I mean, what do you make of that self-awareness?
Agreed. He stopped singing it for a while. I think he said that it had been heard too much. And I mean, we all heard it way too much at a certain reality TV singing contest. I think now he's said about it, which is really quite incredible. He says he feels the urge to sing the word itself because it seems to call down some beneficial energy in the face of catastrophes, which is very Leonard Cohen, of course, very dark again.
And there are those very familiar elements that make his work accessible. You know, there's the ethereal female backing vocals. And I thought some very fun arrangements, and there was almost a country one on Did I Ever Love You. Let's have a listen. Is this the hand of Patrick Leonard, then?
I think it must be. It's the only foot-tapping song on the record. And actually, a foot-tapping song from Leonard Cohen at this stage is a rare thing. But it's a beauty. I think Patrick Leonard has worked very closely with Leonard Cohen on this record. He's co-written most of the tracks on it. And I think he's one of those people in the music business who's rarely heard of by name, but his touch is felt, and it's definitely felt on this record. And he's someone who Leonard Cohen obviously trusts as well.
And there are, you know, quite topical references, in a sense, to dark things like kind of Hurricane Katrina, your Samson in New Orleans. And I mean, I'm going to try and squeeze in a very quick clip of Almost Like the Blues.
There's torture and there's killing and there's all my bad reviews. The war, the children missing, Lord, it's almost like the blues.
Now, you know, apparently there's another half album he's written with Leonard. By 80, most old crooners like Frank Sinatra tended to be just doing the greatest hits, not releasing new songs. He's still going with new material, and it's still quite dark.
It's always dark. I mean, I think that Leonard Cohen has always been that. When you read his writing, when you read his poetry, it's always got that wonderful strain, but it's so self-aware. I think I love the fact that in that line we just heard, he wryly places his own bad experience right up there with the worst: torture, killing, and his bad reviews, of course.
What a place to leave it, Ruth Barnes. Thank you. And Popular Problems by Leonard Cohen is out on Monday.